Never mind the presidential elections. This month, the real race for bragging rights in Washington, D.C. is a scavenger hunt for books. Books that were once even harder to find in some parts of the country because they were banned or so controversial. Books like J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye or Richard Wright's Native Son and Alice Walker's The Color Purple. Dozens of copies of once banned books are hidden in private businesses around D.C. Track them down, they're yours. Kind of a Pokemon Go for the literary and would-be literary set. Linnea Hegarty is executive director of the D.C. Public Library Foundation. Linnea, a scavenger hunt with banned books. How was this idea born?
It came about through some conversations that we were having with our board members and friends. We've been looking for a way to take our banned book celebration, which we call here in D.C. Uncensored. We'd been looking for a way to take it out of the libraries and into the communities. And we were talking to one of our board members, Derek Brown, and he said, well, how do people access banned books if they're banned? You cover them in a cover so that they aren't recognizable, and then you slip them under a bar or, you know, in a private conversation, and they go from person to person. And so we thought that was such a great beginning of the idea. And so from that, we developed the scavenger hunt.
To kind of remind people how it was once done, they were covered in brown paper bags and, you know, handed around. But books like Catcher in the Rye, that's stunning now because it's such a staple in high school. The story of a teenager, you know, despondent, lonely, kicked out of prep school. It was what? Called anti-white?
Right. And we purposefully chose books, like you said, that are really familiar to people from books they've read in school. Like A Separate Piece is one of the other books that we chose, which is called A Filthy, Trashy Sex Novel. And as everybody who remembered that book from 11th grade, I don't think I ever thought that that was a filthy, trashy sex novel.
Well, I'm trying
personally to
remember now. But this was the Verona Sherrill School District in New York in 1980.
Right. Yes. And the frightening thing about some of the titles that we chose is some of these cases of them being banned are really recent. For example, Slaughterhouse-Five, which is another one of the books that we chose, was last challenged in 2011, believe it or not.
And it was called Just Plain Filthy, which will be written on the cover when somebody finds it in your scavenger hunt. But remind us why. Slaughterhouse-Five was in a U.S. Supreme Court decision in 1982 on the removal of books from public school libraries. Remind us what the book was about, Kurt Vonnegut, of course, and what did people find objectionable?
It was called anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Semitic, and just plain filthy. But interestingly, Slaughterhouse-Five is actually about censorship. So that in itself is a pretty ironic choice.
Wasn't it in part a story kind of retelling his own wartime experience in the military?
Right.
Yeah, and he witnessed the Dresden bombings. This all plays out. It's very anti-war, but again, it was also called anti-Christian, anti-American by school districts. It won, though, which is why we read it today. What do you hope people do? I mean, are they just supposed to go into the businesses and say, psst, you got this book?
The partners that we're working with sort of do it different ways. Some of them have them sort of out in plain sight, and some of them have them a little more hidden. But our goal is sort of twofold. Number one is to spark a conversation about banned books. I think we're very lucky in D.C. to live in a place where, frankly, this doesn't happen very much. But I think our first goal is to draw attention to the fact that it does happen all over the country still to this day. And that's the purpose of Banned Books Week, which is celebrated nationwide by bookstores and libraries everywhere. And our second goal, frankly, is to remind people that the library is not this buttoned-up, quiet place where you have to whisper and be quiet. And so
you have banned books.
We have banned books, and we also do fun things that are cool and sort of spark a conversation. That's what libraries are supposed to do, and we're really proud of the institution of libraries and want to show that they're very different than what people sort of think of.
Well, for instance, if a young person hears that The Color Purple was banned in a Pennsylvania school district in 1992 because it was called smut, they might run and pick it up.
Exactly. We always say the best way to get kids to read books is to say that it's a filthy, trashy sex novel, for example.
And off they go. So where are some of the books?
So they're at coffee shops. We worked really hard to pick local businesses. So Compass Coffee, which is a local coffee shop, all of our local bookstores, including Politics and Prose, which you may have heard of.
And we're not really giving anything away because people have found them there already. And there are hundreds of books out there. So if someone found a book somewhere, it doesn't mean that you've missed your chance to find another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep hunting.
Linnea Hegarty, Executive Director of the D.C. Public Library Foundation. We'll link you up to more about their scavenger hunt for banned books at hearandnow.org. Linnea, thank you.
Thank you.
I just realized this is the second time we've mentioned Vonnegut today. So there are six titles in all, in addition to Slaughterhouse-Five, Catcher in the Rye, Native Son, A Separate Piece, The Color Purple, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And again, many at each business. Get to Politics and Prose right now. You should go anyway. Great place. And if you find a book, tweet us a picture at Here Now Robin, at Jeremy Hobson, and let us know the banned books you love at hearandnow.org.